Not only because I hung out with Shweki Erev Yontif. We spoke and learned. What a guy. We didn't speak about singing at all. Mamish Kishmak. And it was funny how Chris Baruch Hu arranged. I went to go borrow chairs by someone from my father-in-law. He was Mamish sitting there, and we just sat and spoke and learning. It was Erev Gishmak, Tyra Mensch. And this song is very, very nogeya to this man that we're in right now. This man, as many have festivities right now, celebrating Kedushas Haaretz, celebrating Eretz Yisrael, Yom HaAtzmaut coming up, Yom Yerushalayim in a few weeks. So I want to give a little perspective on this inyan of Kedushas Haaretz. But Bifrat, I felt that it was important for us to have a shmooze before we depart from Yeshiva. The Namish have the right kavanas and the right approach as we start leaving the Yeshiva, whether or not you're here for June or you're not here for June, the Maisid schedules are going to change, people's locations are going to change, and I know when I was in Yeshiva, I would have appreciated a little bit of a perspective on how to leave Yeshiva. So there's a fascinating kasha that Rav Soloveitchik raised in his shiur of Shechter Quotes in Nefesh HaRav. I wrote it down, but I'm just going to speak it outside before we read the answer inside, which I think is a tremendous yisoy, the amkus of what Rav Soloveitchik is telling us in the world of Kedusha. And I think there are a few different areas that you find this yisoy. But the Gemara, Mirtzah Shem Rabbi Sayavolin L'Toyva, those of you that are going to be with us next year, we're going to be able to learn Mirtzah Shem Andav Zayin Andav Ches, sugi of Kibush Yochid versus Kibush Rabbah. It's machlokes in the Gemara of when Eretz Yisrael was conquered, if that needed to be done through the Sanhedrin, through the Malchus, it had to be done in a certain mahalach of being koivesh each and every area through a discussion and a psak beis din, and only that would have the ability to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Or the Gemara quotes another day, a kibush yochid is shmei kibush. That even if a general on his own goes in there and moves in on his own and he conquers the area, a yid conquered the area, so that is now alpidin Eretz Yisrael. So Soloveitchik asked his Talmidim, based on this sugya, that there's a day in the Gemara that says kibush yochid shmei kibush. So the Rav zakt, so in Boston? Why is that not now have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? I conquered it. Boston. Rav lived in Boston. Kibush yochid shmei kibush. If you hold like that day, why isn't there not a suffix that maybe that's going to be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Bam kash. Everyone hear the kasha? There's one day that holds even one person could go in and conquer any land that a Jew conquers. That could be kibush. That could be Shmei Kibush. So then why shouldn't we be Moshish? That should be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in any area that a Jew inhabits and lives. Good. So the Rambam deals with this question in a different light. It doesn't say what would be the din according to Mamdam or Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. But the Rambam says something that I think fits into the Yisoy that the Rav built. Legabe the manda omer kibush rabim shmei kibush. That dafka kibush rabim and not shmei kibush yach. Rambam Parakei of Hilchos Melachim, halacha bav, says, kol ha'aratzah shekoyfshin Yisrael b'melech al pi bezdin. Rambam holds it has to be with a gansa, a ra, with a melech, with a sanhedrin, with a bezdin. Hareyu kibush rabim, hareyu keretz Yisrael shekoyfsh Yeshua l'chol dover. And in a chanami, if you would get the Bezdin, and you get the armies, even Bezman Hazeh, that could be Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kimoi Mai Shehoya Be Yeshua, that could be extended Vayter. But then the Rambam adds in a clause, What did Rama just say? The who sheyich b'shu osa achar kol kibush kol eretz Yisrael hamur b'toyre. Means it has to be after your mekadesh eretz Yisrael proper and the original eretz Yisrael, and then and only then can kibush rabim flow into the next area, and that they can be kodesh. Said Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbeisai, that the same is true when it comes to this kasha as well. If you look in the piece Nefesh HaRav, so he says as follows: in the page, the Yirali, what page is it?
Hey Bays.
Oh, I'm on the wrong page. The Tanai Zeh Shehisna Rambam Diyevshal Kadish Kol Arotzos on his surface Bikoyach Vina Dechol Mokum. You with me? The bottom of Hey Bays, the last line. The Tanai Zeh Shehisna Rambam Diyevshal Kadish Arotzos on his surface Bikoyach Vina Dechol Mokum Asher Tudor of Kof Raglachan Elim Kin Kov Shutchila Kol Eretz Yisrael Amur B'Torah. Be Rabbeinu. So Rav Soloveitchik said this. Al pi moshel le'echad amemale kol shel avdol. Listen to the moshel that Rav Soloveitchik said. Person fills up a kos of avdol. Ad shu mole al kol bidosav v'acher kach mamshich v'shoichev oid yayin el lechutz. V'chein ya'inyan kan. Gam kein b'noigeh l'kdushas arotzos ha'nesefes. Shekdusoshon nimshechas hi mizeh shekdushas ha'oretz. Bizman shehi meleya al kol yidosel, oileches hiu mispashetes, afilu l'makoyme shechutzu, ubelvad shetehei smuche ilem. How does kibush work? How does the Rambam Paskin according to the Mount of Kibush Rabbim work? Yeah, you can conquer. You can go al pi bezdin, but you have to first conquer Eretz Yisrael proper, and then and only then can you now extend it. Why is Dr. Soloveitchik? The reason is because it's like an overflow of a kos. So you have the Kedusha that is now endowed in Eretz Yisrael, and that could flow into this other area. It's not just Stam, that any time a person walks anywhere, that there's going to be Kedusha that's endowed. It has to be a Hemshech. It has to be a connection. It has to be connected to its source, and that's what has the ability to be Makdish, anything that's adjacent, anything that's near it. It has to flow into it. That's how Kedushas Ha'aretz can extend. Would anyone have the audacity to say that according to the day in the Gemara that Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, that which I bought a house in Boston, Niskacha Karka Hibe Kedushas Ha'aretz? Don't tell me that the only reason why my house in Boston doesn't have Kedushas Ha'aretz, according to the day in the Gemara that holds Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, is because I didn't conquer it and I only bought it with my money. Because everyone agrees that you can have Kibush even with just money, it's up the road. So what's the Yisai Rabbi Yisai? Why is it that your house in Woodmere, your house in Teaneck, your house in Scarsdale, why is your house not Kadosh according to that day in the Gemara and getting Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush? Zok the Rav, Elevada Nira Sha'af Kmin's Kari's Gami Kibush, Elevada Nira Poshit, Shaholu Boston, Hibia Bosha Acheris. It's in a different property, a different land. Yevshur Bashum Ponim, Shetispashe Delea Kushas Ha'aretz. Can't happen. It can't happen. It's not entertainable that Boston could have Kushas Ha'aretz. So Rabbi said it's a fascinating yisoid, it's a fascinating din that the Rambam is saying la locha, a fascinating vart that the Rav is saying shaloyali b'deuchasa, according to Mandar Mekibush Yachad Shmei Kibush. But I think this idea really finds itself in another vart of Soloveitchik, the Mishnayis and Kalim. Rabbi said Mishnayis and Kalim start listing asara kedushas. There are 10 levels of areas that are Kaddish. Eretz Yisrael mi Kedushas mi kol ha'aretzos. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, the fact that what? It's Kaddish, and mevi'im imenu ha'oimer v'avikurim v'shtei alechem. that you bring Oimer Shtealechem, right? The Yomtiv of Oimer and Shavuos, right? That's why Eretz Yisrael is more Kadosh than any other land. Then next Mishnah, Ayara Samukavis Choyma, and then those that what are walled cities, Mekudesh Mimenu, Shemeshalchem Misoichon. What do? We have to kick out all the Mitzurayim. All the people that have Tzaras cannot be in an Ayar Hamukavis Choyma. What's the next level of Kedusha? Lifnim Mina Choyma, Mekudesh Miem Shoichlin Sham Kachim Kalim. Inside you, those walls, you're allowed to eat kachim kalim, ma'aser sheni, arabayis. So what's next level of kedusha arabayis mekudesh b'menu? That you have to kick out the zavim and the zavos and the nidos and the yoldos. Everybody said chiyah is the next level, and then the ezrus noshim, and then the ezrus yisrael, and the ezrus kayanim. That the bnei yisrael can't be inside of it. Bein ulam mizbech mekudesh b'menu. All the way, what says the mishnah, until what? Until the kodesh hakadoshim. Rabbi Isai, I don't understand Astor Soloveitchik. Asar Kedusha saying, and you start from Eretz Yisrael and you go all the way in to the Kedusha, the most Kaddish place in the Beis HaMikdash. The only reason why Eretz Yisrael is Kaddish is because you bring Bikurim. Is because you bring the Oimer. What do you mean? What about Shumas and Maisers? What about Shemitah? What about all these other halachas that apply to Eretz Yisrael? Dr. Soloveitchik, a half of the Gavard in this Mishnah, in these Mishnahs in the end of the first parak of Caleb, that the Mishnah is trying to tell us, which I think really connects to what we're saying over here. This is not just Stam telling us why Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. There's a trajectory here. There's 10 levels of Kedusha that are all an outpouring of what? Of the main source of Kedusha. Of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael in certain ways has Kedusha that what? That's Noivea out of the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. Said of Soloveitchik from his grandfather, Reb Chaim, that's the reason why in certain levels there's certain Kedusha that will never be in the Spatel. Because there's a Kedusha that exists and emanates out of the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. But what's the word over here? What's the Asara Kedusha saying? There's the Supreme Kedusha, there's the Most Ashras Shechina, and then it goes to the level next, to the Ezra's Kayanim, to the Ezra's Levi, to the Ezra's Yisrael, to the Azar, to the Ezra's Nashim, to the Harabayas, out to the Yerushalayim, to the Ir Mekofes Choyma, ultimately to what? To Eretz Yisrael. There's some aspect of Kedushas HaMikdash that extends weiter. But what do you see from here, Rabbi Yisai? To really retain Kedusha, the Mishnah is telling us it has to be a connection. It has to be a hemshah. It has to be one flowing to the next and getting its Kedusha from that inner area. Hamshach. It's mamish like the koyach of Tara, like a maya. If you're connected to its source, so then it has the ability to be Matar and to be Miskadosh. But the second that there's that Hefsik and it doesn't have that Kabbalah from that, so then the Kedusha doesn't exist. So too in the area of Kedusha, when it comes to Kibush, it has to flow from Eretz Yisrael. Or in the aspects of Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, it has to flow from those other areas. Kedusha flows one thing to the next. Rabbi Yisai, this is the Yisoid that I want to talk about. Unfortunately, when we leave yeshiva, we get into, okay, we have some opportunity. We're off. Finals are over. And we cut the umbilical cord. We just cut things dry. We just disconnect. And then ultimately, Rabbi said, what happens is, and this is the biggest sight, is we start and stop and start and stop. It's like that clunker car. It's just like the brakes and starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And that makes you lose so much of what you accomplish. A person, even if he's changing his geographical location, even if he's going to be with another arena and another area of Avodas Hashem, and even if he's going to work or whatever he's doing, you have to find ways to make sure that there's a hemshich, that there's a flow, that you're still connected. And this is true not only on this smaller scale, in this test, in this summer opportunity, but this is going to be true, Rabbi Yisai, for those of you that are graduating, and for those of you that are getting married soon, and are moving on in life. The idea is not to lose those values of being a Ben Torah. When I started my community, the whole impetus of the community, the whole motive was, I don't understand something. I gained so much, and we grew so much, all of us. We went to Eretz Yisrael for the year, and we lived by yeshiva, and we had a mokum Torah. I don't understand. I'm now bringing up kids. I'm now having children that I have to be mashpi on them. I shouldn't have a mokum Torah. I shouldn't be centered around that same avira, that same arena. All the more so. It's got to be can flow into that next stage as well. Rabbi, that is the yisoid. Kedusha has to flow. Kedusha has to be a hemshah. The problem is, and the reason why people have you read this, is because they stop and start and stop and start. And it's not just being about avada, it is. It's about being kaveh itim. It's about finding the right chavrusas. But it's being mamshech zayin. It's taking those yisoidis, it's taking those kabbalos, and mamish extending it. Hamshocha. This area, this next place that you're going to be in, could only be Kodesh if it's next to that original area. If it's Mitzuruf to that original. The Rav could not be Makdish Boston. Because there's a Yabosha that's in between. There's land in between. It just doesn't work. It doesn't flow from one thing to the next. So also in our days, if we want to be Mamshech Dusha, in virtually, we have to think about it on a spiritual level, that we now have to do the same thing. Like Kedusha's Aretz. And like Kedusha's Beis Hamikdash. And like Asara Kedusha's in. And we can't, and we have to leave this world of, I'm starting in a new Zman, and a new Zman. No. Why? Why can't we take everything that we were accomplished, and now flow and take it vital? That's the Yisoyah of becoming a Ben Torah. That's the Yisoyah of becoming an Eved Hashem. Chazal tell us in the end of the Gemara in Sukkah, that Tzaddikim, when they saw the Yetzer Hara, loss of love, Nidme Lahem Kahar. Gemara says, Roshoim Nidme Lahem Kechut Asayra, and Tzaddikim Nidme Lahem Kahar. So all the oil and the tumults, and what's the what? By Tzaddikim, it's like a mountain. And by the Rishonim, it's like Chut HaSayra, it should be Pumpakeret. Tzadikim, they know how to be Miskaber in the Yetzer Hara. What's going on that it was like a mountain? There's a big Yisrael of a mountain. But see, anyone who knows anything about exercise, anyone who knows about anyone who starts climbing a mountain, Yisrael HaDavar is, or they all say, all the exercise coaches tell you this. If you're going to get on a certain, even if you want to go into a cool-off period, on the peak of the mountain, the exercise coach will tell you, don't change, don't go down, whatever you're going in the resistance, on the cape, whatever you're doing, don't, on your speed, don't change too much. Because then you're going to kill everything you accomplish. Cool off a little bit, but try to keep as much as you can. Try to keep as much as you can. And that's the yesoid of a mountain. That's the yesoid of a har. Tzaddikim, I was thinking, perhaps what the Gemara meant is tzaddikim, looked at the Yetzer Hara and they said, no, I didn't look at this as an independent battle. I took every battle and I built up for that. And the battle, and I accomplished much more in the next battle. And it was mamish like a har. And I kept up my speed and my momentum, and I kept up my energy and started beating him at higher levels and higher levels and higher levels. And then I got to what? The Har Sinai, the Shmuis. And it was mamish ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. Tzadikim nidmekem l'kahar. I'm not starting over. It's not an independent battle. It's mamish a mountain with momentum, keeping my speed and my resistance on that level. That's the yisoid hadavar. Tzadikim nidmekem l'kahar. What does the Torah say in Parshas Yisro, Rabbi Sai? After Matan Torah, after we're mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. The Torah says when you go up to the Mizbeach, when you're approaching Kedushas, you shouldn't go mamaloy sam. You shouldn't go like with stairs. You have to go on a ramp. Why do you have to go on a ramp, Rabbi Sai? Because this Yisoid is what exists when it comes to a ramp. You're not stopping and starting and stopping and starting. One step, two step, third. No. Gradual approach. It's a har. It's every shlav, and I'm gaining from the last shlav. And I have momentum, and the Kedusha is flowing from one, from a hamshocha, from one Eretz to another Eretz. It's now the ability to flow in. And I'm not stopping and starting. That's the Yisoid. That's the way to approach the Bizbeach. You shouldn't go on stairs. Rashi says the reason is because it's going to be Megali or Erevo. But perhaps there's another Yisrael over here, Rabbi Sai. Perhaps we should have that smooth upbringing. We should use every Yisrael, shlav. Perhaps, Rabbi Sai, that is the Yisrael, this Yisrael of this man of Kedushas Haaretz, of this man of Sfir Soim. It's Chat Sfir Soim, Rabbi Sai. We have a new Nakuda, a new Kenyan, a new day, shlav. Bereshit was telling you something.
Gershom's telling you the way to be Mekabel Torah is through a flow. It's through a hemshah. It's through going and taking what you got yesterday and now going weiter. And now going to the next day. There's a day in the Bir Halacha, Mishpura writes, that even if you miss the day, even if you hold like those sheets, you miss the day, but if you say, yesterday was this, then you can count weiter. What's the vart? What's the nekuda? Because then you have the right approach. Then you have a hemshah. Then you're flowing from one day to the next. I'm not just jumping into today and looking at today as an independent day. I'm now being mamshach. I'm taking that, this is not an independent land that doesn't have kedushas haaretz. No, it's mamshach from that other land. There's hamshach. It's like that mayim. It's connected to the source. It relates all the way back to the Beis HaMikdash. And even Eretz Yisrael could have kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We say this is what we have to internalize. Each whole man de islay in his own way. What are things that I accomplished? What are things that I achieved? And I now can figure out ways, how can I carry it with me? It's hard. My Rebbe's not going to be around. My Sein Chavrusas are not going to be around. There's a certain sur, there's a certain vibe, there's a certain avirah that I can make, that I can try to make sure that I'm still in that exercise class, that I'm still running up that mountain, that I'm still on that ramp, and I'm not leaving like Klal Yisrael or Boisai. Parshas Bavleischa, what did Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Shabbos? Places writes, what was the Oymish of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Bavleischa? They left Har Sinai, Ketinai Kabareach Medeis HaSef. They left Har Sinai, they turned their back on the har, and they totally jumped off, and they just went. They lost all the momentum. They lost all the buildup. They took the whole zero, and they just deflated it. And they just started over. And that was the whole approach. It was how you got off the mountain. That was the Oymish. That's what Chazal tells. The boy said, that's a big Yisrael. It's mamish the way to the Rebbe Hashem's telling us, how do we go weiter? How do we go to the next stage? How do we approach this time of a zman, of opportunity? We have to now allow things to flow. We have to now take and try to create, and it's challenging. But the challenge, Rabbi Say, if you're able to be miskaber in this challenge, and you can figure out how to stay connected, and how to stay with the same chaverim, with the same sviva, or with the same attitude, and that hamshacha, so then you'll even grow even more. Because it's not natural. It's not natural in whatever environment you're going to be. Because here it's posh. This is what is normal to be. This is the yeshiva. This is the normal. This is what you do over here. But now the shaila is, and that's where the real test comes. What happens where it's not the norm? What happens if you go to a land that doesn't yet have kedusha? What happens if you go to an area that never was conquered by somewhere else? Do you have the ability to now get to that next shlav? And then mainly you're going to get on top of the mountain. You're going to get to the highest place possible. Because now you're conquering things that were never conquered in areas that were never conquered. And mamish flowing into that kedusha. And that will mamish bring you to heights that you could never have imagined. So Rabbi Say, it's not something to fear. It's not something to be scared of. But it's something to do with strategy. It's something to think about and to recognize that what happens in the times of Matan Torah and the way the Rabbi Nishom set up this Zman of Pesach, the Shavuos, or the Siris HaOmer in the middle of this whole gradual process of looking LaOmer but understanding that every day there's a BaOmer. And there's another shlav to be koineh, and another memches kinyonim to be koineh, and I can't go to one kinyon without the other kinyon. This is relevant in my personal life. This is the Rabbeinu Shlomo talking to me. Why you schedule? There's no other schedule that this speaks to, Rabbi Yisai. Who else is getting off Shavuos time? Only us. Only our zman. The Rabbeinu Shlomo is making dinim. He's teaching you at the time of Yom HaTzmaut, in the time of Kedushas HaOretz, Rachem, HaYisrael, HaMecha, Yishraim, Yirecha. This is all talking to me. This is about my daily schedule. This is about my summer vacation. This is about my future internship. This is about my Zman. How am I going to approach it? How am I going to leave? Enough of the Chofesh mentality. Enough of the just to release the shackles, Ketina Kabeya Barech mi Beis HaSefer, and then I'm gonna start up and it's gonna, I need an L. This will, whoa, boy, do I need an L. I need an injection of Chizak. I gotta be Maskei Chodesh. Then you're going on stairs, Rabbi Yisai. Then you're going to the Mizbeach with staircases. Chas v'shalom, not to belittle, you should be on a stair. If you need to be on a stair, if the person needs to start up again, so we've got to revive the car, we've got to restart. But it's what to think about in this month. In the Shavuos, before the Bein Hazman, before this new area, before this new land that we're going to enter into, maybe think about a strategy. Maybe think about, no, maybe I could do things a little different. Maybe I could implement certain hanhogas, certain nihugim, certain practices that can really mimic and keep to my vibe and to the zone that I've been able to be successful in, that I see many of you, Baruch Hashem, have been matzliach. But that's the real test if it can continue in the other turf and in the next stage. I want to give you all a tremendous brach. First of all, you should all know that you're not alone. And everyone in this year, including myself, struggles with the same exact struggle. Different dargas, different levels, different areas. This is the nesayim. This is what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us. But this is why he teaches us that the approach is through a sphere sayim. The approach is the way he instructed us how to get onto the mizbeach. It all applies to your lives. And Mirtz Hashem Rabbi said we should take these nekudas that Chazal and the Rambam are telling us and the Rav is telling us, like Avikdusha's audience. And Mirtz Hashem we should all implement it in our lives. And think about ways. And if I haven't met you yet, I would love to, please, before the end of the year, or even after the year, Rabbi said, get my phone number, you can call, we can schmooze about it. Think about ways that apply to you personally. Ways that you think that could really help you, that can keep you on that track, that can keep you with it in as matzav of Tosefes. Of keeping the momentum going and then taking it to the next stage, not chas v'shalom losing that, what that exercise coach says, losing the resistance, losing the speed, that memela you now you have to start the exercise class again so that you just lost everything that you gained. Mirtz Hashem, everyone here should be able to take all the memchas kinyanim, all the stages of Sfiras HaOmer, all the stages of the entire year, and Mirtz Hashem, bring yourself to higher heights, to be on top, Mirtz Hashem, that will be zeichet to on the Yantav of Shavuos, on the top of Har Sinai, being mekabel the Torah, be'ezus Hashem, bringing nachas ruach to the Borei Olam in the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim Yer Kodeshecha, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, and Heiro Yamin.